Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Thanks very much, Carla. Ireland is going to play three World Cup warm-up matches this month before their tournament opener against Romania on the 9th of September in Bordeaux, the World Cup. The first of these against Italy takes place at the Aviva tomorrow with kickoff at 8 p.m. Murray Kinsella, rugby journalist with the42.ie, joins me on the line now in this countdown to the Rugby World Cup. Murray, good morning. How are you?
I'm excited, Philip. How are you?
Very good. This squad now that has been named, a mix of some fairly seasoned internationals and some interesting-looking debutants. Let's start with some of the first-timers or the younger players. Jack Crowley is going to wear the number 10, the out-half jersey. Is it just the second time?
Just his second start, yeah, his fourth cap. And he's had a bit of a meteoric rise in the last year. The jersey, of course, is available because Johnny Sexton is missing. He's going to be suspended for all three of the warm-up games after that incident after the Champions Cup final back in May. So it's a great chance for Andy Farrell to look at his options. Ross Byrne was the backup in the Six Nations to Sexton and played in all five games, including one start. But Crowley, since then, has had a brilliant run of form, helping Munster to win the URC, of course, at the end of the season. He scored a brilliant game-winning drop goal against Leinster in the semi-final. He was excellent in the final as well for Munster against the Stormers. And it really feels like he's on this almost unstoppable trajectory at the moment. He's a confident 23-year-old. Apparently, he's been training very well with Ireland as well. And anytime he's been in the camp previously, they've been really impressed with him. So a huge opportunity for a number of guys, as you mentioned, but definitely a lot of eyes going to be on Jack Crowley at number 10.
Is there really an opportunity at number 10? I mean, does Sexton have reason to worry about resting on his laurels?
Well, no, more of the opportunity is to be the backup to him, I think. Johnny Sexton's the captain. He's the most important player still at the age of 38, and he's going to be in peak physical condition when he returns. But the kind of pecking order behind him has changed a lot over the last year, 2 years, really. There's been guys in and out of that kind of backup slot, and Byrne, as we say, is the latest. But Crowley feels like a guy who could test that, and certainly for the future, beyond Sexton retiring after this World Cup, looks like a guy who has a major potential.
At prop, there is a new prospect, a man mountain of a prospect, a 6 foot six, 22-year-old Joe McCarthy. Tell me about him.
Yeah, he's a beast of a second row. He's a big unit, and Irish rugby doesn't tend to produce a lot of guys like him. He's 120 kg, and he's big. Andy Farrell mentioned when he first brought him into Ireland camp, he's got these massive legs, and he can kind of dominate the collisions. He's a very aggressive player, very physical player, still only young, obviously at 22, but he's that different type of second row to what Ireland generally have, and they really like him. Paul O'Connell's worked closely with him. He's had a bit of a meteoric rise of his own in the last 3 years, not having really been a star in school rugby, but they've stuck with him through a couple of injuries as well, and they haven't had a chance to give him his first test start until now. He made his debut against Australia last autumn, and he's definitely one of those guys who's really fighting for those final few spots in the 33-man squad. There's 42 players at the moment. They've got to squeeze it down to 33, and depending on which positions they look for more depth in, I suppose, McCarthy definitely has a chance of going. He's a guy with a really high ceiling, a very popular member of the squad now as well, and it's a big day for him tomorrow.
A return of a more familiar name tomorrow as well, Ulster's Jacob Stockdale, who hasn't had an easy couple of years of it.
It's been really tough. This is his first Ireland appearance since 2021, summer 2021. So it's been a long wait for him. He's had injury issues. He's had losses of form. He'd say as much himself. And it's really, it feels like a long time ago since we all saw him as that world-class wing. You remember in 2018 when Ireland were winning the Grand Slam and Jacob Stockdale was scoring a try every game nearly. He was really prolific and a really important figure in that team. And that's changed. The game has changed. The way Ireland played the game has changed. And I suppose it's up to him now to take this opportunity, which may for him and for others be the last opportunity to really show they deserve a place in the World Cup squad. He's got loads of attributes, Stockdale. He's obviously experienced, he's big, he's powerful in contact. He's got a massive left-footed kicking game, which is really beneficial to have in any team. And he's probably the most like-for-like replacement for James Lowe in that regard, James Lowe being the first choice left wing. So this is a really big day for him. There'll be a lot of people rooting for him, I think, given that he's had such a tough time. And Andy Farrell said it yesterday, they know those attributes are there and they hope to see them unleashed.
A lot of experience available to Farrell as well in the form of Keith Earls.
Yeah, he's going to win his 99th cap, so he's very close to that century now. And I think there'll be a lot of joy for him if he reaches that. He had a tough season last year. He played very little rugby with injury. Returned towards the end of the campaign, and he did play a part in Munster winning the URC, albeit he wasn't always a first-choice wing. He's 35 now, and he's been around the block, but by all accounts, he's still physically sharp. And Andy Farrell is a huge fan of him, not just as a player. We know he's brilliant. I mean, to get to that level of test caps, you've got to be outstanding, and he's a try scorer as well. But also of Keith Earls, the man. He's a big influence on the squad with that experience, with that ability to guide younger players. And also, I think Farrell has great respect for him as a person and all that he's been through off the pitch. So there's loads of reasons why they pick players in squads, but I think Earls ticks a few boxes. But it is important that he shows, I think, tomorrow that there's plenty of life in the old dog yet.
And what, when you look at the whole team and what is going to happen tomorrow, what is it most important for them to do? For Farrell to get out there to experiment with people in new positions, or that the team gets a morale booster under their belt?
It's a bit of everything. You're actually seeing a few kind of positional depth tests as well. Jimmy O'Brien, say, at fullback, where Hugo Keane has been ever present. It's important that he gets a run there. Caelan Dorris is starting in a new position at number 7, having been outstanding at 6 and 8. Little bits like that are important to test your depth chart. But Farrell kind of underlined that this is also a match that they want to win. They want to maintain their winning momentum. And that's what Ireland have built up. There's great confidence in this group based on what they've done over the last couple of years now. That, you know, they're reigning Grand Slam champions. They're number one in the world. They beat New Zealand in a series down on New Zealand soil last summer for the first time ever. And they've actually beaten everyone else in the top 10 in the world rankings in the last 2 years. So they've ticked a lot of boxes. But we've seen in rugby before how quickly, and indeed with Ireland before, how quickly these things can deflate. So I think for him, he's put a bit of pressure on the players to deliver a performance. Often when you make lots of changes and it's an unfamiliar combination of a team, that can be, you know, a disjointed performance. But I don't think he's allowed the players to even countenance that possibility. And I do think we'll see a good, strong, convincing performance with loads of guys playing for their places.
You raised it there. Do you think that Farrell believes, do you think that this team believes that they could be World Cup winners?
They do. They do indeed, for some of the reasons that I've outlined. And Farrell was forthright about that and has been with the players. He kind of asked the question, why shouldn't we target winning a World Cup? And yeah, there's plenty of reasons why they should. I guess some of them, why they might not, is the difficulty of the draw. They've got the reigning champions, South Africa, in their pool. They've got a potential quarterfinal against either New Zealand or hosts France. So they've got a difficult route to the final. Ireland don't have great World Cup history. Sorry to be the one to bring it up. But Andy Farrell said, listen, I was there in 2019. We learned loads from it. And indeed, their preseason has been very different this time around. And the whole environment around the camp is very different. Even the style of rugby they play. People might bring up Leinster's, I suppose, failures in those Champions Cup finals in the last couple of years, but Farrell believes it's a very different setup, different approach, different squad culture and different kind of belief, I suppose, in his players when they're in Ireland jerseys. As I say, they've beaten everyone in the last couple of years, loads of it at home. And yeah, there's questions to be answered, but there's no reason why they shouldn't see themselves as being among the contenders.
Murray Kinsella with the 42.ie. Thank you very much for that analysis this morning. After this break, table for one.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.